Você quer justificar o quê? Mal chega em casa, quer bater e diz que tudo é culpa dela por não querer te obedecer. Yeah. Você chega tarde da faca.
Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up? Hello, 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 CJSF, all our evening listeners. You're tuned into 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is... And that's...
I'm Vincent.
And here we about to get you started with some slick stuff today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Plants, factories, and other industrial facilities emit climate-warming gases, along with additional pollutants that harm human health.
Over 8 million people a year die from air pollution, and that's pollutants like SO2, NOx, PM2.5. And those are typically emitted by the same facilities that are emitting a lot of greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane.
Gavin McCormick is with Climate Trace, an initiative that uses satellite data to track pollution from millions of facilities around the world. It monitors not only climate warming emissions, but other harmful pollutants as well. And it makes that information public at climatetrace.org. Users can zoom in on a map to learn about pollution sources in any community. And for more than 2,500 urban areas, the tool shows where plumes of pollution travel as they drift through the air.
So you can absolutely see when you look at a city that certain neighborhoods are heavily, heavily experiencing more pollution.
They're often areas that have suffered disinvestment for decades.
And so there's a racial component, there's an economic component.
So the data helps identify communities where solutions are needed most. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
waiting for our moments to break through.
Party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Hello, hello, CJSF. This is 94.1 FM, Barnaby. My name is Kyle. This is...
Vincent.
And we're about to get you started off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... today, I'll be talking about, and we'll all be talking about, our struggles in music and our biggest fears as young musicians. So, my biggest fear, I would say, is really putting myself out there and being afraid to show a side of me that a lot of people haven't seen. Sometimes, writing personal lyrics can expose yourself as a musician in ways that you don't want to, in ways that be shocking to people. So that's definitely a fear I have. Also, some people haven't seen me sing and it's kind of awkward. So that's a big roadblock that I need to overcome. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
Mm-hmm. Totes. So, why is my mic off?
So yeah, I think we can all relate to this a bit. And it's good to just put yourself out there because really, most people don't care. It's kind of like how in class you'll be really nervous and embarrassed when the teacher asks you a question and you get it wrong. But think about it this way. When other people get the question wrong, you don't even realize because you're not paying attention. And it's similar to that with music. If you do really bad, no one's going to notice. It's going to fly under the radar. No one's going to think about it for too long. And you just got to get yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. So, what about you, Kyle? What's your biggest fear?
Personally, my biggest fear is not belonging in a group. That's my biggest fear, is that I'm not gonna fit anywhere. I'm not gonna have my place. I'm not gonna be a part of the puzzle. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna paint a beautiful picture with my extremely skilled lyricism. You know? Yeah. I mean, I love making music. Absolutely love making music. I've been making music for about 3 years, but when you feel like you can't belong, it really shuts you down and it really just puts you in a dark place. So.
I can definitely relate. Usually, when I show up to a new scene, I'm always doubtful of my skill, and I think that's a good thing. There's some people that are arrogant and they're overconfident, and it's a bit difficult to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's good to put yourself out there. Even when you doubt your skill, you need to just be ready to put yourself out there.
Absolutely. That's all we're doing in art, is representing who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that I do in my music. I mean, I make rap music or hip-hop music specifically, and that's all I ever try to do is represent myself. Like, I try displaying how much I love the genre of music, where I say, the moment my fingers in porn grab hold of the strong blue straw on my pen, the sensation begins. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's how it feels when I pick up the pen. That's what I'm saying, is I feel like an overwhelming emotion come over my body, and it's just I want to express it as loud as I can. That's what I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Anyways, next up is What Happens If I Can't Check My MySpace Tonight by Attack.
Yeah.
you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. And podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Hi, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, and you're listening to Young Artist Bedroom, where we listen to music and talk about the struggles of being a young musician. Anyways, Marcus, what's your biggest fear as a musician?
Well, my biggest fear is being in a music production class. And, you know, sometimes the bass amp is just so far away. And I asked my friend to grab it. He's like, oh no, A is there. I can't grab the amp. So we kind of have to push him and push him. And even though he's our bassist and he has all the responsibility of his own stuff, he still doesn't go and do anything about it. Or even the worst part yet, he doesn't practice any of his parts. And, you know, and my second biggest fear is that leading us to not being able to perform at a concert.
Yeah, I feel you. It definitely sucks when there's that one guy holding back the band.
How convenient.
So, are there any other fears you have in terms of music?
Just anyone with the name Yale.
Oh. Well, luckily, Yale's not here today. Yeah. But I think definitely it's a fear of being held back and worrying about your bandmates. You want to have a bandmate that you can trust is going to get the job done and you don't have to worry about them doing things like practicing.
Oh, no, no, no. All right. Alright, so, Kyle. Oh, wait, I forgot Kyle's on a bathroom break. yeah. So, Vincent, what's your take on melodic death jazz?
I don't really understand genres like that because they're more technical in nature. I understand. So, I usually listen to alt rock music, but I can understand pop, hip hop, and other styles of music that focus on emotion and melody and having a vibe. That's their focus. So even if the style isn't quite what I'm used to, I can understand them. But jazz and some more medley music is harder to understand because I just don't understand what they're going for. They're going for technique, by the way, which if you're a guitarist and you're really into that, you might really enjoy a genre like death metal, but I'm more into vocal stuff and the theme and melody. So those genres of music don't have as much to offer in that department.
Oh, what about Keller synth?
What about what?
Keller synth.
What's Keller synth?
Oh, it's actually like a really underground genre. It originates from Germany. Like, there's a really small cult like circle around it.
All right, ladies, time to cool your pants.
Welcome back, Kyle.
We're moving on.
Welcome back, Kyle.
Go on, git.
Yeah, we still here, but we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air, wave them around like you just don't care. Everybody, yeah, we still here, but we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air, wave them around like you just don't care. Everybody, yeah, we still here, but we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air, wave them around like you. I'm from the 1900s. We're in the hood, they say that's dope. When I drop a line, now they say good dad jokes. I'm the dopest of man, ferocious with pain. You'll always go without if you don't go within. I'm raw, diesel with flow, driving fast in the RAV4. My insurance is sweet grass on the dashboard. All my people, they know, nearly crashed from looking at a bald eagle, a hoe. My family runs deep, all of these brothers love me. Saw two twins fighting, calling each other ugly. But don't believe it when they say you ain't beautiful. I'm not a mourning person, I hate funerals. So keep procreating and quit associating with co-hating thugs. And try locating love and whatever you do in life, give 100%, yeah, unless you donating blood, yeah. Unless you donating blood, come on. Give 100% unless you donating blood. Donating blood, come on. Everybody, yeah, we still here. But we still with the gear. So everybody put your hands in the air. Wave them around like you just don't care.
Thank you. upon your own. We ain't here on no procedures, we're just out here for the creatures. Call their bodies on the land that we call home. Is all we know. Loaded up on my black steed and tied it so the town could see it. Reap that harvest till there's nothing on the bone. Ooh, nothing on the bone. Family's procuration. Raise my shoddy up against your old 4-5. I got 7 generations, got no time to spend wasting. I won't hide, no, I won't hide, sir, I won't hide.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, all our evening listeners. You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is
Michael.
And that is
Vincent.
Damn right. And we're about to get started.
Keeping with the topic, Kyle, what is your biggest fear as a musician?
I would absolutely say, since I'm more of a lyrical hip hop artist, is that I got an inadequate level of skill. That's where my biggest fear rises at right now. Inadequate level of skill. And you know, it's let's talk about this. In an example, recently I had a friend come up to me with a song idea. He was thinking, I want to make an R&B pop hip-hop kind of mix of a song. And I was like, yo, I'm down. And he was telling me all about the details. He says he's going to bring in a group. He's going to have the idea. He has it all set. He's planned. He's all ready. And then he asked me to write some lyrics. He said, just go off the top, man. Go freestyle it. Go freestyle. Give us something cool. Give me something sweet. Give me something, you know? Freestyle. So I gave him something freestyle, and it didn't work out very well. And I was partially upset, and I was like, okay, That doesn't normally happen, so what do I do next? I try again. I try 3-4 times, I go over it all, and then it just, it stumps me. I'm thinking, yo, this isn't me. You don't want me, you want somebody else, man. Go find another lyricist. That's what I'm thinking. I don't say that to his face, but I'm thinking that. And, you know, go find yourself a new lyricist. But eventually, I pushed through, and I wrote the lyrics. Yeah. I sat him down in a room, we wrote the lyrics, and all was well. He agreed with it, I agreed with it, and even the rest of the group that I was there with agreed with the song. And it honestly turned, I would say that it turned out to be quite the song, in my honest opinion, so.
Yeah, I can totally understand how, I'm not a super big lyricist at the moment, but I can understand how you can step into a room with other musicians and not feel like you're at the same level.
Absolutely.
And I
absolutely
think it can be limiting, but if you can push through it, I think it's really good, because absolutely then you learn to be better, to sort of match the speed that everyone else is at.
You damn right, man. You damn right. Absolutely. I mean, like, when I looked at everybody else in the room, I was like, everybody, he already knows that everybody here, they already got their audition, you know what I mean? Everybody else already got their audition. That's why they're all here. They're all ready to make the song, but I'm just kind of sitting in the corner, and I'm messing up the lyrics, and I'm like, yo, I'm just this new kid, man. I'm this newcomer, man. Like, who is this guy? And I can't seem to get it right. Now I'm freaking out. I can't write the lyrics.
Yeah, I catch your drift.
Absolutely.
It's the stress when you're doing the audition. You know, you're there, you gotta do well, because that's all they know of you. And if you do bad,
absolutely, it's like having a reputation. You have a reputation. Everybody's like, okay, this is what I expect from this guy. Now I hope he steps up to it. And then when you don't step up to it, the first thought is, oh my God, I done messed up my whole reputation. My ego has just been destroyed. I can't do this anymore. I gotta put the book away. I gotta put the pen away. I gotta stop writing lyrics. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I catch your drift.
It's a whole process with me, man. But you know, I know how skilled I am. In my opinion, like, personally, I would say that I'm a great lyricist, in my opinion.
Oh,
definitely. I love making lyrics. Lyrics is absolutely something that brings me joy.
That song you performed last night, the lyrics were
great. Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody on the stage was there with me, man. Woo-wee.
That was an awesome performance.
Yeah, I loved the hell out of that. Props to everybody that was there. Everybody at Burnaby North Secondary School. We had an ACID concert just the other day. It was absolutely amazing. We're going to do one every year. Probably the same time in late January. I'd say late January. So stop by again next year. We had a great show. We had a bunch of other artists from different genres of music. I believe at one point we had, it was blues. It was like blues and jazz. We had rock. We had a hip hop up there. We had R&B. We had it all, man. It was great.
Yeah, there were all sorts of genres.
Absolutely.
Really cool.
Even one was EDM, man. We had EDM.
That EDM show was pretty cool. They had costumes.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, the crowd was begging for a round three. It was a little competition, right, between two friends. Their names are Cybernova and Toki. They went up on stage and they battled. They were ruthless with one another, man. They were throwing swings at each other left and right and left, tearing the floor down, tearing the ceiling down, doesn't matter. They were doing it all. And we hit round one, we hit round two, and we was about to cut the show. I was like, all right, y'all, all right, don't get your pants up in a twist. And then the crowd was begging for one
more. We can't leave
the
show hanging on a tie.
Damn right. Everybody was Cybernova, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely,
I remember that
beautiful
moment. That was wild.
I'm never gonna get over that. That had to be one of the best crowds I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was an energetic crowd.
Oh yes, absolutely. Because sometimes you get those crowds that are just kind of shy. Maybe they're not shy. They're not awake. They're a very, very tired crowd in the moment. And,
is definitely part of the performance.
Absolutely. They're the biggest part of the performance. I mean, you're giving them something, but if you're at that inadequate level of skill, then they're not gonna come back, you know what I mean?
You know what I think that these Burnaby schools need more of?
What's that?
In terms of genre. I feel like they need more D-beats, more crust punk, or even just metal overall, because everyone's just doing like soft rock, various type stuff.
Okay.
But I feel like we need something more raw and energetic and aggressive.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Maybe next year there will be some higher performances
maybe
up
we'll
there.
See
louder.
A rise in the metal scene.
Absolute. Absolute. I mean, we never know. I mean, talent is everywhere we go. You could walk across the street and somebody just singing one of the wickedest verses ever, and you're like,
you've got a really cool local scene here. That's what the music program is really showing.
Oh yes, absolutely. For all high school students, there's ACE IT once a year, man. Join it. Meet my man, Mr. Pepe, one of the greatest teachers you will ever meet. Nice and kind dude, but if you get in his way, don't get in his way.
He's gonna be
you.
Like, how convenient.
Yeah. No, he's cool though. He's cool. Everybody in the Burnaby School District, you got to sign up for ACE IT if you in love with music, just like these three young artists here. I'm like, once again, man, hey, my name is Kyle, this is Vincent, and this is Mark. And you can catch us every Thursday at 2 p.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Also, we love you, Mr. Pepe.
Damn right. Peace out.
What about you, Vincent?
Don't be long. Canadian soul just can't be wrong.